Scripture has always spoken in the landscape of Israel. Its words are not detached ideas, but living testimonies shaped by land, history, and covenant. To hear God's heart for Israel through Scripture is to encounter a voice that has echoed through generations, faithful, consistent, and deeply rooted in the story of this land. In Jerusalem, where ancient prayers still rise and Scripture is read daily, the Bible feels close. Its language belongs here. From the opening chapters of Genesis to the words of the prophets, Scripture presents a God who binds himself to a people and a place, not temporarily, but purposefully. Covenant written into history. God's heart for Israel is first revealed through covenant, and that covenant unfolds in real locations. In Hebron, Abraham walked the land promised to his descendants. In Beersheba, covenant promises were reaffirmed in moments of uncertainty. These places matter because Scripture consistently ties God's faithfulness to the physical and historical reality of Israel. The Torah does not portray Israel as chosen because of strength or perfection, but because of God's decision to love and remain faithful. Correction, exile, and return are all presented within this unbroken relationship. The prophets reveal God's inner voice. The prophets allow Scripture to speak with emotional clarity. From Shiloh to Jerusalem, God speaks through his servants with grief, longing, and hope. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel reveal a God who does not distance himself from his people, even when confronting failure. Jeremiah records God remembering Israel's devotion in her youth. Ezekiel speaks of renewal, restoration, and a future shaped by God's Spirit. Scripture presents judgment not as rejection, but as discipline rooted in commitment. Songs born from the land. The Psalms carry the sound of Israel's spiritual life. They were shaped by worship in Mount Zion, by journeys to Jerusalem, by seasons of peace and distress. These songs reflect honesty, joy and lament held together without fear. When Scripture calls for prayer for the peace of Jerusalem, it reflects God's own concern for the city that bears his name. The Psalms teach that closeness to God includes wrestling, trust, and hope. Scripture in the Galilee. In Galilee, Scripture records teaching, discussion, and deep engagement with God's Word. This region reflects a vibrant spiritual culture where Scripture was studied, debated, and lived. God's heart for Israel includes thoughtful engagement with His Word, not passive acceptance. Here, Scripture reveals that faithfulness involves listening, returning again and again to what God has spoken. Faithfulness through exile and return. From the wilderness journeys in the Negev to the return from Babylon, Scripture repeatedly affirms one truth. Israel's story continues because God remains faithful. Dispersion did not cancel covenant. Silence did not mean absence. The Bible consistently insists that God's promises endure beyond historical upheaval. Scripture and spiritual discernment. Hearing God's heart through Scripture requires more than reading words. It requires spiritual discernment. The Holy Spirit brings clarity, allowing Scripture to be heard as invitation rather than accusation, as faithfulness rather than distance. When Scripture is read within its covenantal framework, God's heart for Israel becomes unmistakable. As Romans 5:5 declares, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. If His love has been poured into a heart, that heart will be filled with love for Israel. The vision of Israel Media Ministries. Israel Media Ministries seeks to encourage honest engagement with Scripture in its original context, allowing the Bible to speak clearly about God's purposes, His faithfulness, and His enduring relationship with Israel. The aim is not to redefine identity, but to honor it by letting Scripture speak on its own terms. Conclusion. From Jerusalem to the Galilee, from Hebron to the Negev, Scripture consistently reveals a God whose heart remains bound to Israel. When read attentively and faithfully, the Bible speaks not of abandonment, but of enduring covenant. Hearing God's heart for Israel through Scripture is, ultimately, hearing the testimony of a God who has never stopped speaking and never stopped being faithful to His eternal covenant people, Israel.